Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Thailand Inner Circle. JC has a YouTube channel helping the guys escape America and move to Thailand. He has a consulting business and one-on-one coaching. Plus he has a Telegram group full of guys that can also help. He also teaches you to get into women's inner circles in Thailand if you know what I mean. But only regular women, because he won't trap you with any ladyboys. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Support him by subscribing to his channel and consider his coaching services. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this science is settled. 100 men were asked which woman has a prettier face, and the answer was the one to the left in both photos. Must be some sort of optical illusion or something. But seriously, why? Because jugs. What most guys don't understand is that this is just a booby trap, and guys basing their relationship or why they date based on cleavage are in for a world of hurt. But that's nature for you. Most men choose based on looks and nothing else. Up next, this guy invited his girlfriend to an exotic restaurant for her birthday. She came with 18 girlfriends and demanded that he pay for all 18 of them, and then called him cheap when he said no. If a woman does this to you, you leave her immediately. Because unless I'm getting a harem, I ain't paying for their food. In this case, it looks like a harem of hoodlums. She thought that embarrassing him would work, and that he would pay. It backfired on her, and she probably told her friends that he would be paying when she invited them. Number 3, it's the year of the femcel, and women are struggling to find sex and love. But women can always find sex, but what they can't find is a man to commit to them and love them. At least the man that they actually want to be with, i.e. a Chad. Besides, femcel is just a word for a woman that has had a normal amount of sex by pre-2010 online dating standards. They're alpha widows, but don't know what it means yet. Moving on is a guy in a dead bedroom situation. His wife doesn't want to sleep with him. He says she's the perfect woman, except she won't do it with him. Newsflash, hotshot. If she's not sleeping with you, she's not the perfect woman. Sounds to me like breakfast is being served someplace else. She's probably scratching her itch someplace else, and if she gets pregnant, it won't be this guy's kid. She's just a roommate with extra steps. Leave. Number 5 is Caitlin, and she's the mother of 2 young biracial kids. She wants to be shown off on dates like the queen that she is. Yeah, she's a queen all right. Queen of the queefs and single moms, and her kingdom is a dumpster out in the back of a local truck stop. The worst part is that some simp will pay to raise Tyrone's tots. I suspect she'll keep riding the coal train and keep popping out those biracial babies. Up next, this woman was obsessed with the man at the gym, so she put a tracker on his car and assaulted his girlfriend. I know what you're thinking. I can fix her. But seriously, here's a woman that knows what she wants. And they say that true love is dead. Looks to me like she went to the gym to get the cream of some young guy. But her obsession carried her away, and now she can no longer love him long time. Maybe she has a future as a private investigator or something. Number 7, this is the first female mayor of a tiny Illinois village. She was demanding a $300,000 salary and using taxpayer money for hair and makeup, and then passing a law so that the next mayor would only earn $25,000 a year. She was one of the worst mayors in America, and that's saying a lot considering that most of the recent Illinois governors went to jail for corruption. She's just continuing the tradition. This is a DEI mayor. Moving on, here's the average man in the current year asking women to give him a chance because he doesn't get any girls. The girls miss the part where it's their problem. Yes, women are definitely the more empathetic gender. More importantly, you never tell women you don't get any girls because then they definitely won't be interested in you. Most women prefer that black pill men just die someplace in a corner so they don't look at them with a creepy look. Number 9 is fatty propaganda saying it's perfectly okay to eat more than your partner or to be bigger than him. Unless it's the guy that gets fat, right? She can turn to flubber, but he's gotta be less than 10% body fat while making 7 figures. Also funny how the men turn black when the women turn fat. But thank you, black men, for taking one for the team and keeping these large, lovely ladies occupied. Also, is it settled now that being fat is caused by eating too much? Up next, Rebecca Parsons says a living wage isn't $7.25 an hour, but it's $30 an hour. How about $100 an hour or you're a bigot? I welcome higher minimum wages because they pump up inflation, and inflation has been good to me so far. More than likely, raising the minimum wage to 30 will mean no jobs and basically zero an hour. No one is entitled to a living wage. You have to get a skill to earn it, and it can't be for doing basic shits. Number 11, Macho men, I think they mean toxic men, are ruining science by volunteering for pain studies to show how strong they are, throwing off the research. Where do I sign up for this study? It's so bad that the next time little Susie loses a finger, it's only going to be ranged as a 2 on the pain scale. So they're probably just going to put some flex tape over that gushing wound. Moving on, Bitcoin fans are psychopaths who don't care about anyone. Study shows. According to science, they're narcissists and sadists. Of course, many of us are, as inflation destroys people's wealth, and when they refuse to buy Bitcoin, we just tell them, you get Bitcoin at the price you deserve. But we're unlike the Wall Street bankers because they have dignity and empathy. It's all about us toxic Bitcoin maximalists refusing to keep our savings in shitcoins and fiat. We're so toxic for trying to escape the government poverty tax. Number 13, remember guys, never date a woman you can't lift. She's a burden. Instead, women will just tell this guy to go to the gym so he can lift her that way. But not even Andre the Giant could lift her. They also probably banned her from the golf course because she left footprints indented in the ground like hoof holes. Maybe the golf course can employ her to steamroll the ground with her girth. Even all 5 guys together couldn't pick her up properly. Up next, here are some reminders to the racists out there. 23% of black kids are born to married parents. 58% of blacks are not on welfare, and 51% of black men aged 23 have never been arrested. Is this supposed to be a flex or something? I know it's satire, but you never know these days. Remember Looney Tunes when they used to flex their biceps and they would fall down? That's this argument. Number 15, Beyonce is all about female empowerment, but pays 64 cents per hour to female workers making clothing for her and her brand in Sri Lanka. Maybe she needs to change her stage name to Little Miss Sweatshop. Well, if she did pay them more, then they probably wouldn't have their jobs because some other company in the country would offer her a better rate. Feminists are the worst misogynists because women are their own worst enemies. Moving on, here's the position a woman takes when you have 8 felonies, 7 kids, with 6 baby mamas, and you make $4.32 an hour with no house or car. But of course, she finds you hot, so all of those things don't matter because she wants good-looking jeans for her children. Some women will also be picking up junkies and dealers without jobs because they're exciting. And yet knowing all of this, the average man would still put a schwing-schwang into her. Number 17 is Kendi saying that if you're a girl, your father definitely imagined snuggling with you when you went through puberty, probably numerous times. It's okay to get help if your father abused you, Kendi. We won't think any less of you. But I don't think even professionals can help her at this point. She's probably just projecting something that happened to her on everybody else. I don't think her father did anything to her, but he definitely imagined taking her boyfriend for a road trip, if you know what I mean. Up next, caption this. How about a picture is worth 1,000 pounds? This is what a Biden voter looks like. Or how about highlight of a sad life? Or maybe this is an edible frame. How about my next president? For all we know, she could actually be a fan. Or then again, she might have ate the fans that this picture originally belonged to. Apparently, this is what the original picture looked like. Number 19, this woman admits that she made a misogynist by cheating on her husband. Now he hates all women. She's just trying to deflect all the blame for cheating on him for hating all women. It's all too predictable. They always have to make the man out to be the bad guy. This reminds me of that based Muslim man that said he won't apologize for being a misogynist because no woman has ever apologized for turning him into one. Moving on, someone says just their luck, 250 million year old salt and it expired 2 years ago. I guess he better throw it out then. But I bet it's probably the plastic expiring and not the food. I'm sure that if you take the salt from the middle that's away from the expired plastic edges, you won't get any microplastics into your gonads. Number 21, how do you get caught by Pat here, a member of the obese police? I think you have to volunteer to be arrested in this case. Their motto is probably to protect and consume the buffet. And the Dunkin' Donut Customer of the Decade Award goes to this person. Then again, their skill is probably to steamroll criminals like juggernauts. Their police partners probably throw candy at the criminals, and then this androgynous cop rolls right over them. Up next, when you break up with a woman, she always says you'll never find anyone like her ever again. Meanwhile, all women seem to look identical these days. Saying anything else would be a total waste of time. Number 23, it's crazy how men have to be financially stable to date broke women with kids. And women just need a pulse and a puss to date a rich guy. Then again, I think it's only the foolish men with money that date single mothers with no money. Those men that don't understand that the kids and lack of money cancel out any attractive looks that she has. They just didn't get the memo, it seems. Moving on, this drag mom who mentored an 11-year-old child drag queen is sentenced to less than 1 year for 11 felony child sex crimes. None of us are surprised that someone from the community got so little time for such a heinous crime. This is why we need mental hospitals to open up again. Here's a picture of Spider-Man next to the wood chipper. Maybe he's onto something. Number 25 in the last one looks like the Miss Alabama winner has some new fans. Maybe those are the judges, so that might explain why she won the pageant. Then again, maybe they're looking at her like that because she ate all of their lunches, and now they want to have her for lunch. You know what they say, the bigger the fupa, the juicier the chalupa. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.